Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me to make some short general remarks regarding the recommendations part of the present draft report. As this is the first time our delegation is taking the floor, I would like to thank you for your devoted preparative for the August session and for putting this excellent revised draft proposal. We consider the endorsement of the guiding principle as an important and requisite step for the GGE. Nevertheless, the act of endorsement should not suggest shutting them, as there is still a lot of work ahead of the group. The guiding principles constitute an achievement and an instrument to direct the work of the group, to build upon and to put in use. We support taking them into consideration when conducting national practices and formulating policies. As a further step, our delegation shares the call to operationalize the guiding principles. We see great value in conceiving and formulating additional guiding principles, especially on human-machine interaction, as it is a key element of the debate of the GGE work. The multidimensional nature of autonomous weapon systems and the diverse comprehensions among delegations on related technologies substantially complicate the GGE deliberations. Therefore, our delegation considers the partition of the debate in three working streams as a functional instrument to further advance the GGE discussions in search of more concrete and tangible outcomes. As all three work streams are interrelated and co-dependent, a necessity for information exchange and crossing mechanism exists. On legal work stream, we find as beneficial gathering all existing international law norms applicable to autonomous weapon systems. Such process would contribute to guaranteeing full compliance with IHL norms and its core principles in the process of development, deployment, and use of such systems. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons demonstrates to be the proper international venue for discussions, exchange of views, and expertise among a broad range of stakeholders on issues and concepts related to the emerging technologies in the area of laws in the light of technology, military effects, and legal and ethical consideration. In this regard, 7 days of discussions within the group in 2019 proved to be insufficient. As advancement in autonomy has the potential to affect the security environment, the work of the GGE should not be outrun by the developments in related technologies. Therefore, it is paramount to allocate more time for expert work in the next 2 years in order to keep the impetus and forge discussions further ahead towards achieving substantive progress and results ahead of the 2021 CCW Review Conference. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.